If our discussion of the falls in Menominee Falls has you thinking about getting out to visit a waterfall close by, Lake Effect contributor Stacey Tornio stopped by to chat with Mitch Tyke and offered some suggestions.
It was just a couple of weeks ago that they talked about a more ambitious trip to Niagara Falls, and Tornio says there's nothing in Wisconsin that really compares.
Once you think about Niagara Falls and then you start talking about the waterfalls in Wisconsin, it's hard not to be a little let down. But I'm telling you, there are still some really cool falls around the state.
And we do have the Niagara Escarpment that runs through Wisconsin, which is the same geographic feature that causes Niagara Falls to be Niagara Falls, which, you know, means we're spiritually connected to
that. That's true. And there's several falls like around that area and where that line goes. Sometimes they dry up in the summer. So you kind of have to look, like if you are looking at falls and you're like, oh, I want to go and see that one, make sure that it's a flowing fall before you go.
And the other trick is don't necessarily believe the hype about the city names in Wisconsin. There are a number of places that have falls in their name. Black River Falls, Park Falls.
Menominee Falls.
They don't all have waterfalls.
They don't. So, you know, a lot of those are like built for the dams or, you know, for other water flowage issues. But they're not waterfalls in the traditional sense.
All right. So we've talked about the challenges in getting to waterfalls in Wisconsin. Let's talk about some that you can actually get to. Starting as close to home as we can get. There are none really close into downtown Milwaukee, but there's at least one in Milwaukee County.
Yeah, so the closest falls we have is, you know, headed over to Whitnall Park in that Franklin and Greendale area. So along the lake there, Mallard Lake, there's a small waterfall that's a really short hike. You don't have to go very, like half a mile. And it's great. It's a great experience. And, you know, you can kind of climb down a little bit and see it. So that's a good one if you're wanting to stay local.
All right. What about a slightly longer drive? You can head up to the Fox Valley.
Yep, you can head up there. You know, Appleton has some great falls in the city there.
Some people technically call them rapids, but they're pretty impressive to see.
They are, and especially if you have a kid in your life that likes falls, like this totally counts. So, you know, check out those in Appleton.
And maybe stop there on the way to go on a little further north.
Right. If you keep going north, you're going to hit Marinette County, which is, you know, north of Green Bay. It's near the Nicolet National Forest. And this is called the Waterfall Capital of Wisconsin. So they have 14 falls there, ranging from big to small. But, you know, if you have a waterfall fan in your life, take them up there. That's a great, you know, day trip or like a couple of days and see how many you can see just in that one county.
And if you're up for a really long drive, or maybe you already have reason to be up in that neck of the woods, you know, maybe you're heading to Ashland or Bayfield or something like that, there are some pretty amazing falls in the Superior area.
Yeah. So you have to, if you're talking about waterfalls, you have to talk about the highest one in the state. It is Big Manitou Falls. It's 165 feet, and it's up there in Patterson State Park, which is over by Superior, you know, like near Duluth over there. So if you want to take a trip, or if you're going to be headed over there anyway, there's great sandy beaches over there. There's a lake not too far from the falls. And it's a good place to visit.
And maybe a little bit further east, I'll put in a plug. It is technically in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but it's within about 5 or 10 miles of the Wisconsin border. There are a bunch of different waterfalls in the Ironwood, Michigan area.
Oh, nice. So if you're going to head up that way anyway, you know, make sure to check it out.
Absolutely. Are you a waterfall fan yourself?
Oh, I am. And like, it's one of those where you absolutely have to take pictures and, you know, you have to do the traditional, like, stand there, I'm going to get a picture. yeah, they're beautiful. There's something about water in general and then it's just like cascading down.
Especially if you can get the sun going through them at just the right angle.
Yes, perfect.
Stacey, thanks.
Thanks, Mitch.
Lake Effect contributor Stacey Tornio is the author and co-author of numerous books about nature for children and adults, and she runs the website destinationnature.com.
She spoke with Mitch Tyke, and you can find all of our previous segments with her at wuwm.com.